looks like he may have the first down on two big second efforts. Mm.
Keeps him turning, running through tackles. The Dinos are normally as a group very sure tacklers, but Giroux just bouncing off Dean Leonard, Sterling Taylor, turning out those yards, and the Kennebec are going the direction of their huge fan section that's made the trip to Quebec City.
First down at the 15 of Calgary.
Morin still don't know where the hell they're playing.
First down, Jamin Pelly, the nose tackle, making the tackle for Calgary. But Bertrand Beaulieu, big man.
What's the Caribbean is being in the room?
I don't know.
Of that Calgary defense.
That is a load coming downhill, and Morin sets up the shovel pass to perfection and allows him to make full.
That was an underhanded forward pass.
Yeah, shovel pass.
Downhill, punishing runner.
An injured Dino.
Fast, though. You don't need to wind up.
They field cornerback who made contact on that 250-pound tailback, and he's on one knee as the Caravan now threatening to score the first touchdown of this Vanier Cup.
He only scored 7 touchdowns all year, Mark, 10 in the playoffs, so you can tell they've picked up the offensive production to get themselves to the Vanier Cup. We mentioned Calvillo. It took a little time for all the pieces to fit together, play caller and players, and it's paid off in the playoffs.
Don't forget, Frederic Paquette-Perreault came in the playoffs and was instrumental as the number 2 quarterback under Anthony Calvillo's offense to get that team going in the playoffs. Let's go to the sidelines, and here's Andy.
Well, Mark, you're right. For Anthony Calvillo, it was a bit of a learning curve for himself as well when he took over coaching here with Montreal, and it's something Danny Machocha could relate to as well. I mean, Danny Machocha coming from the CFL ranks, when he joined the university ranks, he couldn't quite get through to his quarterbacks until one day his wife said to him, you have to remember, you're not coaching Ricky Ray anymore. You have to see the world through their eyes. They're not at that professional level yet. And he said that was something that even Anthony Calvillo, as we know, a Grey Cup champ in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, he too had to learn how to see the game through their eyes at the university level, not quite the pro level just yet. John?
And as Justin was saying, I mean, they scored 7 touchdowns in the regular season, 10 in 3 playoff games. So
Laval, it's in Quebec City.
Went on in the playoffs. And here we go, this drone shot showing a second and less than a yard situation. They go to the Wildcat offense with Giroux at quarterback. He'll try to get outside. And he will get the first down, breaking that tackle. There's an Oyasoro out there that had him wrapped up. And he got free to get the first down, but now he's down again. Giroux, who's been nicked a couple of times in this first half.
Giroux in that Wildcat situation, second and short, just does enough to get away from the tackle of Oyasoro, who looked like he was going to have the Montreal running back stacked up short of the first down. Grant McDonald piles on top, and that seemed to cause the injury.
All right, they'll attend to Giroux, the Caravan threatening, when we come back.
What is it about baking? About getting your hands dough.
Yeah, that's the problem.
About mixing, tossing, punching, poking, peeking.
Laval University is a pain in the ass to find parking.
In the making.
They've got underground parking, though, but I've never gone in. Quebec City. Quebec City.
Yeah, we drove around it.
Lavazza. It's how you say coffee in Italian.
We stayed in a motel just up above it.
Your sense of style evolves with you. In the way you define,
I think that's when we came down to your wedding. I'm not sure.
At every turn and every stage of your journey.
That's so long ago, I hardly remember anything anymore.
The Chevrolet lineup of SUVs. Embrace your style. For a limited time, get an additional $750 Black Friday bonus on most in-stock 2019 and 2020 models.
Santa's already in the house, so is the Grinch.
They're generally winners.
Who's the Grinch going to take a national title away from?
So the caravan now with a first and goal situation from the three.
I've never looked into it, but they're probably like Notre Dame. You know, they're all Catholics.
In this football game,
the Notre Dame is all Catholic. They go out of the church to get guys they want.
This touchdown starved Montreal offense in position here to get into the end zone for the first time in the football game in a low-scoring 6-0 Dino lead.
Drew actually telling us, Mark, that he likes to be physical. Maybe almost would rather play defensive back. Played all kinds of positions in high school, running back, quarterback, defensive back. So a physical runner, you can bet he's going to be back out on that field.
They need him because he's so multi-dimensional. In the Wildcat, as a receiver, and as a running back. Here's that short yardage play in the Wildcat that he beats Oyosoyo, and then finally Grant McDonald takes him down hard into the turf. First and goal from the three, Caravan. Turns, dives to the goal line, waiting for the signal. The Caravan celebrating, but they'll mark him short. Brett Amalke, that low, hitting, powerful running back, has been a huge factor in the offensive production in the playoffs for his team.
That's right, especially in the UTEC bowl win last week over Acadia. The more physical runner in that Montreal backfield, spinning his way.
He almost lost the ball.
There, he was indeed down just short of the end zone.
Tyrese Betts comes into the lineup for Calgary, and Biggs comes out as Wayne Harris tries to bolster that line. Second and goal from the one. The Caravan in the heavy set.
I wonder if Wayne Harris is coaching the Calgary team.
By McDonald at the goal line, driving, still no signal. Touchdown.
I know him quite well.
The thumper, right?
Huh?
The thumper.
Yeah. The most. You've never taken him for being a good football player.
I don't think the ball went over the goal line. It wasn't a touchdown. It was right on the line, though.
So close for that football breaking the play. Two men toughing it out there on the goal line.
Point after is good. The kicker, Simoneau, is drilled to the turf. And there's some words after that play as they mix it up. No love lost in this football game as the Caravan take the lead, but that kicker can handle himself. 6'3", 245 pounds, and there's Melky getting the sombrero. The first touchdown, that's a tradition on this Caravan offense.
It doesn't happen often, so you got to give out a big hat when it does. Montreal gets into the end zone as the extra point is good. Simoneau takes a shot from Jamin Pelly after the fact and then exchanges some words. It's heating up in Quebec City.
The Caravan, 11 plays, 58-yard drive. After the fumble recovery, then the fake field goal. They took 5.5 minutes off the clock, and they hit the end zone. The first team to do that this afternoon.
That fake field goal was so key, really getting things going. Initially, Simoneau lined up for what looked like was going to be a three-point attempt. Turned, seemed like it was going to be a pooch kick with a couple of outside players behind him, and all of a sudden they came out the back door to pick up the first down. That key play led to Montreal getting into the end zone.
Simoneau's story is one that everyone here reveres in Montreal. Was diagnosed with B-cell non-Hodgkin lymphoma in February, underwent 6 chemotherapy treatments right through to July, and a little more than a month after his last visit to the hospital, he was at training camp with the Caravan. The ball has been blown off the tee. Simoneau will set that back up as Jalen Philpott and his identical twin, Tyson Philpott.
Look at the snow.
To return this kickoff. So, who would have thought that this would be such a low-scoring game with this powerhouse offense here under good conditions. There's the kickoff. It's Tyson Philpott at his 21-yard line, looking for a seam to the wide side. Gets through one, two, three tacklers, and finally brought down at the 40-yard line. So the Philpott's ever dangerous.
At Canada Deposit Insurance Corporation, we protect your deposits,
No matter who you are, how you earn your money, or how you deposit it. CDIC is a federal agency committed to protecting your money when you deposit it with any of our member institutions, even if it's your first time. CDIC, see how we protect your money. Look for our logo, however you bank.
First down, Calgary. Jalen Philpott takes the ball from Sinagra. Breaks two tackles, trying to get down the sideline. Cuts inside and is hauled down. Another ankle-breaking yak yardage for this tremendous second-year receiver for the Dinos. A 40-yard pickup.
A perfect example of why Sinagra loves these receivers so much. The Philpott twins, that is. Jalen in the open field catches it for just a couple-yard gain. He turns it up and immediately gets to full speed. So smooth, it looks like he's gliding out there. But trust me, he is moving fast.
Conzo and Arelamana making the tackle on that 40-yard pickup. Here's Sinagra throwing again. It's complete to Durkin, Nathaniel Durkin, for a short gain as he lost his balance. And of course, in university football, you don't have to be touched to be down. It's a gain of 6.
And Durkin, a younger player for the Dinos, but a physical presence. They feel like big body in the slot. Sinagra trusts him implicitly when he's going to target him with the football.
3 catches for 110 yards already for Jalen Philpott in this football game. 2nd and 3. 3-man rush. Ball is away and complete to Dallas Bolt. That's the one that Sinagra had earlier in this football game. And wow, Bolt is hammered on the play by Pierre Gabriel Germain.
Both coming across the field in the crossing route. The same play that Sinagra missed the last time down that could have been a touchdown for the Dinos. Makes good there, but Bode pays the price for the reception. Germain blows him up from the backside at the end of the play.
Both the fifth-year art student with a first down. They're in the red zone. The Dinos now trying to answer back. Balls away, and Sinagra is hit
good
from
hit.
Behind as Reda Crandy came from the Sam linebacker position on the blind side to hit the Calgary quarterback.
Crandy, the man who caused that fumble, which ultimately led to the Montreal touchdown, coming once again free off the edge. You can see there like a heat-seeking missile on the quarterback. Just gets there in time on Sinagra to force the incompletion.
Sinagra was forced out of the Hardy Cup in the second half with a suspected rib injury. Did not finish the game, but he has been back ever since. 2nd down. Throwing to the end zone, deep corner, Jalen Philpott, he's got it!
Boy, he lost, it's slippery out there. They're all falling on their ass. Yeah, it's not as much fun when there's a game where they're falling on their ass all the time, but it's all good.
Comes up with it, beats double coverage. There's supposed to be an underneath defender and one over the top, but he runs by both of them, makes an acrobatic grab. Philpott comes down with the Dinos' first touchdown of the game.
And there's the loss of Marc-Antoine Ducroix showing in that defense for Montreal. Because you know they were going to lock him up all afternoon on Jalen Philpott. Nico DeFonte, the point after, is up and good. And the Dinos reestablish their 6-point lead with less than a minute to go until halftime.
Philpott, of course, the son of Corey Philpott, had a then CFL record.
Can you mute that?
Huh?
Can you mute the telephone?
Oh, hello.
Hey, Adrian, how you doing? Yeah, I'm in Calgary. I'm with my father in Calgary. We're watching the football games. How about you? You're in Hussar? Yeah, it's... Ha! Oh, good. So, what? Oh, not bad. Yeah, it's but it's football season now. So this is the college game, University of Calgary against McGill University this afternoon. Yeah. What? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. In Laval. I didn't know that. It's in Quebec City, right? They must be getting a new stadium then. Okay. Ha! Yeah, sure will, Adrian. Bye-bye. It's funny, because he doesn't really have any... he doesn't really do anything. No, he's retired. He used to do cabinet making and stuff around the house. But not a hell of